You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, band.video is how you can find us and share those links. Make sure you're following us on X at Real Alex Jones, at Infowars, at AJN Live. Definitely follow that one so you can be up to date on the changes that we're going through. And, of course, you can follow me at Harrison H. Smith. I'm very happy to be joined by my guest, Mark Lynch. He is a South Carolina businessman, conservative Republican, and candidate for the U.S. Senate, challenging incumbent Senator Lindsey Graham in the 2026 GOP primary. Of course, his biography here is very long and impressive. We'll just say that you're an avid marksman and guitarist for the band Concealed Damage. You've been married to your wife, Sarah, for 37 years, a father of two and grandfather of four. He resides in Duncan, South Carolina, deeply rooted in his community and is actively participating in local religious and charitable initiatives, but is hoping to take that next step and actually represent South Carolina in the Senate rather than do what Lindsey Graham does, which seems to be represent himself and his own self-aggrandizement. You can follow Mark Lynch on X at Mark Lynch SC, and lynchforsenate.com is the website you can go to. Mr. Lynch, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Great to be on the show.
Well, it's great to have you. And of course, you, like us, have recently been on the receiving end of Donald Trump's ire. I guess let's start with that. He put out a Truth Social post last week endorsing Lindsey Graham, to the frustration of all of us who thought MAGA represented something different than the neocon establishment we've been used to. Just what's going on here, man? How is he still supporting Lindsey Graham? How does Lindsey Graham have so much influence around Donald Trump?
Yeah, you know, it started last year, and we hoped that he wouldn't endorse. We hoped he would endorse me. I'm a MAGA candidate. I'm America first, truly. And everybody's asked that question all year, scratching their heads. How can Trump do this? So, you know, we wrote it off saying, well, it's a lean Senate majority. He needed Lindsey's votes. And when Paul Danz withdrew from the race Friday and endorsed me, Trump attacked him and Truth Social. And I'm sure it's his staff. We believe it's Chris LaCivita. This saying these things, you know, because we made a post one time that supported Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene and said it'd be great if all of the congressmen, congresswomen, you know, had constitutional voting. And these guys all hold up to their oath, and we get attacked for it. You know, I'm America first. And as the U.S. Senator, I'll honor my oath to defend the Constitution. It's that simple. So, you know, it's bringing Trump's polling down, and I hope he'll see that and make a switch, because Lady G, let's call him what it is. Lady G is a traitorous fruitcake. He's been down at Disney waving around a bubble wand while we're dealing with war and trying to pass the SAVE Act, and he's avoiding his duties. And it's just amazing. We need to get rid of these traitors and bring true patriots into Congress.
You know, I have to laugh when you call it, when you call him Lady G, and just the image of him wandering around Disney alone with a bubble wand. It's very funny, but at the same time, it's not that funny. I mean, this is very serious stuff, and he's going on, you know, TV and saying that he's going to go back to South Carolina and tell their kids to go, fight for Israel or whatever he's saying. I mean, this is serious stuff. We're talking about a guy who has actively pushed America into a disastrous and so far unending war. I mean, it's not really, I mean, how do you deal with this? Because it's so goofy. It's so funny and absurd. At the same time, like, this is a real dangerous man walking around. I mean, the ideas he pushes are destroying people's lives. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. He's not supporting America. He's supporting everything to get a World War III started, and he's been AWOL from South Carolina and from America, and he's the head of the budget committee, and we're $39 trillion in debt. He's doing a great job, isn't he? And he's writing more blank checks and just putting us further into more inflationary areas and creating money out of thin air that we don't have, and setting up a generation for years to come that's going to be bankrupt in the country like we are now. It's got to stop. It's ridiculous. And, you know, if I'm in the U.S. Senate, I'll form a committee to bring a motion to vacate John Thune and these people that are holding up the SAVE Act. Lindsey's not doing anything for that. He's posturing. He's saying he's for the SAVE Act, but he's okay with it being threatened by a filibuster requiring 60 votes. And it's holding up Congress, and we're not getting anything done. And it's all just a game. It's just theater.
That's certainly what it seems like. And this is the frustration, because as much as we could be sort of disappointed in Trump not fulfilling a lot of his campaign promises, it's really on the laps of the Republicans. I mean, the Republicans in the Senate and the Congress have utterly failed this administration to codify anything Trump has wanted, to pass the SAVE Act, to do anything about the, you know, deportations and legal aliens. I mean, what is the Republican Party doing right now? Why are they not taking this threat more seriously? I mean, the numbers are catastrophic, and it's happening rapidly. Interactive polls from CBS News shows that between February of this year and April of this year, that's 2 months, was a 14-point swing. It's a net 40-point negative swing over the year for white non-college workers. This is the Trump base. How has this happened, and how is the Republican Party so blind to the danger that they're in? I mean, the Republican Party's not going to exist in a couple of years if they keep going down this road. How do we get the Republican Party back into shape?
Well, I'm not sure they are Republicans. Sure. Everything they do is against America First and against the president, and I know he sees that. We've got to get the right people in and get rid of these people that are lying to us and playing games with our country, because it's getting people killed. It's increasing the debt in America to a point of no return. And it's not a laughing matter anymore. It's very serious to me, and that's why I'm running. You know, Lindsey Graham, his voting record lifetime on conservative review is 43%.
Wow.
You know, our forefathers, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, they realized we were endowed by God, our Creator, with unalienable rights that we have to protect. And the first one's the right to life. And Lindsey's for murdering babies in the womb up to 15 weeks. That's not pro-life. He says he is, but he's not. That's his record. So we've got to point out the truth of what's really going on. Lindsey cannot be America First. I hold an article here that Breitbart News Organization put out where terrorist groups are funded by Lindsey Graham's backed USAID closing the Strait of Hormuz. Millions of dollars have gone to fund Hamas and Al-Qaeda through Lindsey Graham. And that's not America First. That's a traitor. And I want people to hear that. In the budget, fourth quarter of 25 and first quarter of 26, he voted again to pass a bill to fund $5.7 billion to illegal aliens in this country. We're dealing with the Dignity Act, it's called.
Yep.
Democrats flood the nation with illegal aliens, but the Republicans are the ones that are letting us down, like you were saying. They're just going to pass a bill if the senator in Florida gets this passed. Called the Dignity Act, because that sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to get rid of that, wipe it off our desk, and grant amnesty to now up to 40 million. We had 22 million years ago in the country. Estimates are around 40 million of illegal aliens in this country. And our people can't get jobs. We need to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. We need to get rid of the H-1B visas and op visas that are allowing the hiring of foreign students away from our kids who were born in this country. It's just a joke, and the Republican Party's to blame because they're not doing their job.
Oh, no, they're doing the Democrats' job, as you point out. I mean, here we are trying to fight for our country's existence against this ravenous mob of leftists, and the Republicans are up there doing their job for them, actually trying to pass amnesty. The Dignity Act, or I think the official designation is Dignitad, because, of course, it's in the Spanish language, just, you know, as an extra obvious slap in the face to the American
yep.
people. I mean, it's outrageous that it's the Republicans doing
yeah.
this. So it's the Republican Party, right? It's this mechanism. It's the establishment. They have ways of keeping people like Lindsey Graham in office despite just everything he does being awful for America. How do they do this? How is the Republican Party, and why is the Republican Party keeping real America First candidates out of office? And hopefully they fail with you, but they've succeeded in other cases. how and why is the Republican establishment and the Republican Party so damaging to our own interests?
Yeah. Well, we the people are fighting, and we're sick of it. We're tired. Enough's enough. And, you know, I signed the United States Term Limits Pledge. I hate I have to do that. When America was founded, our forefathers went and served a term or two and came back home to be the husband and father of their children and raise their family and work on the farm again. And they did that because there wasn't all this corruption and they couldn't make millions of dollars back then like they can today. This has become a career. So we've got to have a term limits to get people like Lady G out and allow good patriots, God-fearing patriot, America First candidates to come in that'll actually work for America the full 6 years of a term, not just the last 6 months during campaign season again and fool everybody. So we have to expose it, and we the people are fighting. We're all tired of it. We've gone through four more years of pain with Biden, and now we're seeing what's really happening in Congress, in the House and the Senate. We can't get anything done. So these guys have got to be removed. And that's what I'll do, is get rid of Lady G. That's first. And then we'll bring up more motions to vacate the people that are doing treasonous things in our Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you just think about the number of things that the Senate and Congress haven't done this go around or didn't do under Trump's first administration. They haven't started, you know, getting rid of these judges that are making the nationwide injunctions or, you know, letting illegal or alien criminals go over and over again. They're just failing to uphold their end of the bargain. It seems like they just want to weather the whole MAGA storm. They're just desperate to get back to sort of the Obama years where they get to be sort of an impotent, you know, party of speakers that don't actually achieve anything. I mean, that was really where they were comfortable, right? It seems like actually wielding power for the benefit of America or Americans is scary to them. They're too scared to actually do anything. They'd much rather just be a sort of impotent opposition party. It's totally pathetic, and we got to shake them out of that mindset. And they're going to lose it one way or the other. The headlines today, Republicans may lose control of their biggest stronghold. Texas, of course, may be going blue this go around, as it's been deemed a toss-up now in the Senate race. As Iran war drags on, midterms forecasts for Republicans get even worse. So is this on purpose? I mean, are the Republicans trying to lose? Are they happy to just be the impotent losers? And how do we shake that out of them?
It sure appears that way. And so these guys know the truth. And if they're doing this stuff on purpose, then I call traitor on them, too.
Yeah.
We're trying to control America when we have terrorists in our country. You know, everybody's woke up to that. Lindsey's around, started World War III, and he left America behind. And everybody's concerned now, asking about the terrorist cells and all of the Islamic terrorists getting into Congress. And we've got to enforce our laws here. And we've got to ban Sharia law in this country and make sure our country works under the United States Constitution, the supreme law of the land. And we've got to operate that way and honor our oaths in office and defend the Constitution and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and have people that will do that, or they need to be removed. They've got to be arrested. And we've got to get back to the rule of law in this country and start arresting people and deporting all the enemies of this country that are in our borders inside America illegally that we've allowed to come in. It's real simple. We just need to do it. We need people that'll do that. And that's what I'll do when I get into the Senate.
It's sad how true that is, that it's like, it's not hard, it's not complicated. We just have to do it, just enforce the law, and like 90% of our problems would actually be solved. And sort of the frustration is that, you know, on one side, you've got communists and socialists, and they've got all these ideas where you got something new and exciting, and you got to come with us, and we'll go do it. Of course, it's all a lie, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's all, you know, total suicide pact with them. But we're just like, we just got to get back to basics. How do we make that argument compelling? Because it's true, it's the right argument. Just enforce the law, stick to the Constitution. We've gone off the rails by ignoring that stuff. How do we make that argument and make it exciting to young people or you know, people that are fed up with the Republicans? How do we make that case? Because It really is that simple. It really is that straightforward. Enforce the law, get back on track. How do we make that case to young people especially?
Yeah. Well, they're getting educated. They've seen the pain in America. They're concerned about their future. They're ready to fight. Young people are speaking everywhere we present, and they get it. They understand. They're worried about their future, and they need to be. It's very concerning. America's in trouble, everybody. We're at the last line of defense. And if we don't get up and fight, if we don't donate, if we don't pray, if we don't speak up, if we don't show up to Congress and show up to our local county offices and our state offices and get people to do their job and make them feel the pain, they'll continue to do what they always did. If nobody cares, we got to fight. Our theme for our campaign for Lynch for Senate is fight for America. We've got to fight to keep what we have, or we're going to lose it this generation. So it's at the final line, and we've got to get these traitors out and get good people in that will stand up and say no and mean it and expose it and stand for the truth and fight for America and quit selling us down the road, kicking the can. And people that go into Congress need to be there that really are America first, not America last. And we got to get rid of the people that are all about themselves, like Lindsey Graham. He's just there to make a career out of this and fund his pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you can just see the way that America is absolutely going down, record low fertility rates, the economy, of course, sort of teetering on the brink, gas prices exploding as a consequence, at least one of the consequences of the Iran war. And you're right, young people are furious and they are ready to fight. And meanwhile, the GOP sees these people that are suffering, young people that are looking ahead going, I'm never going to own a house. I'll never be able to afford a family. This is messed up. We need to do something. And yet the Republican Party comes along and says, yeah, shut up. I saw something yesterday where there's a Republican in Florida saying we're going to no longer have taxes on boat purchases or something. And it's like, you've got a bunch of young people who can't even afford a house. Why are you basically selling cheaper boats to boomers? It's just such brain dead messaging. It's astonishing that they either think this is going to work or just, you know, working against it. So again, young people who are fired up and are desperately looking for somebody to lead and for somebody to help get America back on the right track, what would you say to them as to why you're the choice that can bring that about?
Well, I'm a successful businessman. I can show you the fruit in my life. I've grown a business 35 times in my 40 years with God at the center. It's all about Him. We're a God-first campaign. If we can bring God back first in America, making America great again will be a natural consequence, benefit of that. And so we've got to get back. That's the way our framers and founders of this great country, America, and its 250th birthday this year, founded this country was with godly values. Our Constitution and the running of this country only works with a moralistic society. And we're far from God, and we got to get back to that, and He'll bring it back for us. So we're fighting on those principles. We have to get God back in schools, back in government, and in God we trust means something. But we got to live that out, everybody. And it talks... Our Constitution talks about that again with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I'll bring a great birthday present for our 250th anniversary, removing an enemy of the country, posing as a Republican. He's a fake and an imposter, and we've got to get him out. And I plan to do that. That'll be one of the biggest Doge events for the budget, to get rid of Lindsey Graham, because trillions of dollars of abuse, waste, and fraud will come to an end. We'll do what's first and right for America, not everybody else, America. You know, I love Israel, but I don't work for them. I work for America. And we have to do what's right for America first. People are tired of funding every other country, funding illegal aliens in this country when we can't take care of our own. It's all exposed. Everybody's tired of it. So help me get there. Go to our website at Lynch for Senate. lynch4senate.com. Spell that, lynch4senate.com. We have a new website, too, a microsite called dumplindsay.co, dumplindsay.co. If you want to see all of Lindsay's horrible stuff he's done, it's found right there. Pray for this campaign. Donate if you can. Every dollar helps. You can go to lynchforsenate.com to the contribute tab and make your donation there. And I want to say for the people that are skeptical, we have our polling out by Rasmussen that just came out 3 weeks ago. Lindsay dropped to 41%, and with an informed ballot, I go ahead of him to 34%, and he falls to 23%. So it's happening. Wow. That's right. This is a legitimate poll with over 1,000 completes, and the people are speaking, and everything's surging, and the momentum's increasing. And we're going to win the primary and go to the general in November. But our primary is June 9th. We got to vote for that. Remember that, South Carolina. Get out and vote in the primary June 9th for Mark Lynch for United States Senate to represent you so that we have equal representation for South Carolinians in D.C.
This would be a massive victory for the America First Movement to get Lindsey Graham out. And, hey, it makes sense. That's obviously why Trump felt like attacking you last time. You don't attack somebody who's not a threat. You are very clearly a threat. Those polling numbers are absolutely amazing. So you're actually beating Lindsey Graham on an informed ballot, according to Rasmussen. That's huge. We should have led off with that, because everybody wants to treat Lindsey Graham as inevitable and, oh, all these people coming up, they've got no chance. That's more than a chance. That's huge. So in an informed ballot, you actually outpoll Lindsey Graham in South Carolina.
That's exactly right. It's happening. This is the year, and he's gonna be gone. Lindsay, clean my office out.
What's he gonna do? I mean, you at least have a successful business to go back to after you serve in the Senate. But Lindsey Graham, he's gonna be wandering around Disneyland or Disney World for his entire retirement. It's sad, but I'm sure he'll find something.
Yeah, he's not welcome in South Carolina. That's for sure.
Well, maybe we'll have a villa in Israel he can go visit. Well, it's very exciting stuff, and I'm telling you, if there's one person we need to replace in Washington, D.C., it is Lady G, Lindsey Graham, and Mark Lynch is the man to do it. Lynch4Senate.com, spell it all out, Lynch4Senate, LynchforSenate.com. At Mark Lynch SC on X, dumplindsay.co. Dumplindsay.co is the mini site where you can learn all about Lindsey Graham. Thanks so much for joining us today, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for what y'all are doing on InfoWars.
Ladies and gentlemen, you God know bless. The power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.